This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gunfire in the Lebanese capital of Beirut killed several Lebanese Shiites on Thursday. Authorities say the attack was aimed at protesters in a demonstration called by Hezbollah to demand the removal of the judge investigating last August's port explosion, whom they accuse of bias. Local television footage showed bullets bouncing off buildings and people running for cover, scenes reminiscent of the 1975 to 1990 Civil War. The army says protesters were targeted as they passed through a traffic circle in an area that divides Christian and Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. It says shooting began from the Christian neighborhood before spiraling into an exchange of fire. Hezbollah and its ally, the Shiite Amal movement, said groups had fired at protesters from rooftops, aiming at their heads. It claims the attack was aimed at dragging Lebanon into conflict while the country faces a spiraling economic crisis. The UN General Assembly on Thursday elected the United States to the Geneva-based Human Rights Council more than 3 years after the administration of former President Donald Trump quit the 47-member body over what it called chronic bias against Israel and a lack of reform. The United States begins a three-year term on January 1st, pitting Washington against Beijing and Moscow, who began council terms this year. U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January, pledging human rights would be the center of his foreign policy, and his administration has not shied away from criticizing China over Hong Kong, Xinjiang, Taiwan, and calling out Russia. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Southern African troops have driven jihadists out of northern Mozambique, but will stay in the country indefinitely to ensure the situation remains under control, a regional bloc said Thursday. The head of the Southern African Development Community Missions in Mozambique said, quote, terrorism is still a major threat. Last week, its mission was extended by 90 days, but the official says despite recent military gains, Southern African troops will remain for an undetermined period until the situation on the ground is under control. The 16-nation SADC bloc has never revealed how many troops have been deployed to Mozambique since the mission began in July. Rwanda separately has sent in 1,000 soldiers credited with leading the military gains. A new study by the World Health Organization suggests only 1 in 7 COVID-19 infections in Africa are being detected, meaning the continent's estimated infection level may be at 59 million people. To get more accurate numbers of infections and to better curb transmission, the UN plans to increase rapid diagnostic testing in 8 African countries with the goal of testing 7 million people in the next year. The initiative will be based on what is called a ring strategy that has been used to eradicate smallpox and was implemented during Ebola outbreaks. It is called a ring method because it will target people living within a 100-meter radius around new confirmed cases. Health professionals are welcoming the approach and said it will help the continent to get ahead of the pandemic rather than playing catch-up. Since the start of the outbreak, Africa has recorded more than 8 million COVID-19 cases and 214,000 deaths, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The World Health Organization also said Thursday tuberculosis is on the rise again globally for the first time in a decade, linked to disruptions in access to health care because of the COVID pandemic. It says the setback has erased years of progress towards tackling the curable disease, which affects millions of people worldwide. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, quote, this is alarming news that must serve as a global wake-up call to the urgent need for investments and innovation to close the gaps in diagnosis, treatment, and care for the millions of people affected by this ancient but preventable and treatable disease. In its annual TB report for 2020, the WHO said progress toward eradicating the disease has been made worse thanks to a growing number of cases going undiagnosed and untreated. It estimates that 4.1 million people have tuberculosis, up sharply from 2.9 million in 2019. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.